I have this theory that climbing has a special appeal to trans people. It forces your body and your brain to kind of work as a team in a way that doesn't always come easily. When you're climbing, you don't think about anything apart from holding on and what you need to do next. Sometimes you have to be really brave and push your body to use all your strength. But when you do it, it feels amazing.
It's something that I thought about a lot because I keep going to climbing gyms all around the United States of America and running into other trans people and being like, there's not that many of us and this is a niche sport. Why is this overlap so high, you know?
Do you want to maybe just start by introducing yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Cass. I am a trans person in Virginia in the United States. I climbed a little bit in elementary school when people had birthday parties at the climbing gym. And then in college, I took a class and I got into it more seriously in graduate school because I was kind of sad. I needed a hobby. And that's where I learned for real, how to do bouldering technique and stuff. I don't know if you have a story about how you got into it.
My housemate Martha, who I go climbing with now, she has some friends that were kind of encouraging her to go climbing. And I think I was just yes, let's go climbing. This is an activity we can do together.
Yeah, what's your what's your saying that you like to say to encourage me?
It's falling's not failing.
Falling's not failing.
Don't
Thanks,
be afraid
Martha.
To fall.
Thank you. I feel better now.
I didn't know that it was going to feel this specific way that it feels. It reminds you that your brain is a piece of your body. It's just another organ making you do stuff. And there's something about bringing those two things together.
The thing that you're bringing up is there's an idea in the West, we talk about the mind and the body being separate, right? The I think, therefore I am formulation is the foundation of Western philosophy. I'm a thinking thing and that's why I know I'm a real person. But then that is hard for trans people because we might think a way that we don't look or feel in our bodies. It presents this problem about how we know who we are.
It took years before I finally felt free to give myself the gift of starting testosterone. At some point, it just suddenly clicked that I could actually be happy. Sometimes when I'm climbing, my brain floods with thoughts what if I'm not actually tied on and I fall off? It feels a bit like when you're standing on a train platform, and for some reason you imagine jumping in front of the train. It becomes really hard to make the next move once you imagine something like that. I guess I've discovered that the main thing that stops me from getting to the top of a wall isn't the limitations of my body. You get stronger kind of fast once you start climbing regularly. But one time I went when I was a bit ill, and I found that even though I could still summon my physical strength, I kept hitting these mental barriers. I had the muscle, but I couldn't overcome my fear. I kept giving up before I got where I wanted to go.
I know. Absolutely hate to see kids doing a sport activity that I too am trying to do. This is you're better than me, you're stronger than me, you're much less frightened. Yeah.
I started climbing and I started testosterone at a really similar time, actually. Mm-hmm. And I feel some kind of connection between the two because I feel both things are having an effect on, quite a big effect on how I feel about my body. And maybe they both would have had that effect independently, but there's also something really cool about them happening together, I guess. Yeah, I would summarize my relationship to my body prior to this point as basically feeling like I didn't have one.
Right.
Which I don't think I could have explained it in those words until this point in my life where I can identify oh, right, it was I didn't feel like I existed. Thank you. starting testosterone and also climbing both have the effect of making me feel like I'm starting to like kind of materialize.
Right, exactly.
A thing people do a lot at the climbing place is just stand in front of a wall contemplating it for ages. Or sometimes they sit on the ground staring up at it. They're trying to decide what route to take. They're trying to decide whether they can get to the top without falling or losing their grip. They're basically working out if it's possible for them to do it.
I remember like so many times coming off the wall and just being like, thank you, body. Like, you did that. I thought I was going to fall off of something really high and scary and I didn't. Or like, I reached for something I didn't think I could do and then I did it. Or I was so exhausted, but I like finished it anyway. And like, I just, there aren't many times in my life before climbing where I was just like, hey, like, thanks, body. Like, you did me a solid that time. You know, like, you got me. Like, I trust you. You're like, we're pals now.
It's much easier to climb when you have someone there to shout encouragement.
That was nice. I saw that little maneuver. Saw and appreciated.
Sometimes the person helping you climb can see things you can't. Or they can see you have the capacity to reach things that seem to you to be out of reach. They can look at the length of your arm or leg and the distance to the grip that's going to get you to the next stage and tell you, that's it, well done. Yes, nice one. Nice one. Yep. Good.
Oh.
Right. Off you go.
Off you go.
Yep, I'm ready.
Down you come.
Down you come. Lovely stuff. That was very smooth.
Very smooth. Thank you. Well done.
Well done. Cool.
That was a bit easier than that other green one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm glad I did this one then. Excellent.